Good evening, Rabbi Levin.
Good evening. Thank you, Jake. Thank you on behalf of all of us, every single one of us, for what you do. You enable us to come together and learn Hashem's Holy Torah every day, 24/7. Jake's words are always, we provide learning 24/7 for Klal Yisrael. It's a very great zechus. May Hashem bless you. This week, Parshas Devarim, we're going to learn, as we always do, L'zeche U'le'ili Nishmas, Manish Yitzchok Ben Aryeh. We thank our sponsor, and may the Neshama of this person have an aliyah. This week, being that it's Shabbos Chazoyim, and we lead into Tisha B'Av, let's discuss something that relates to the coming Shabbos, but also leads into Tisha B'Av. Let's start by explaining that we know when Shabbos ends, we make Havdalah. And it's interesting to note that Havdalah really has three parts. When the three medium-sized stars appear in the sky, even if we do absolutely nothing, even if we have not yet made Havdalah, even if we have not yet recited the words Baruch HaMavdil Bin Kodesh L'Chol, just the fact that three medium stars appear in the sky, that automatically, to a degree, is a change from Shabbos to Chol, from Shabbos to the weekday. And I assume that if a person would, let's say, Chas V'Shalom, accidentally do a melacha after there are three medium stars in the sky, he would not be required to bring a korban chatas, even if he did not yet recite Havdalah, or even say the words, Baruch HaMavdil Bin Kodesh L'Chol. Just the fact that the time has come, Shabbos, technically has ended. But then there's another level of ending Shabbos. And that's when we recite the words Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh L'Chol, or even more significantly, when we daven Shemona Esrei. When we daven the weekday Shemona Esrei when Shabbos is over, and we recite in the blessing of Atachonen L'Odom Das the words Atachon Antanu, and we mention the Havdalah Ben Kodesh L'Chol, that also is a extra dosage of separating the Holy Shabbos from the weekday. And then there is the ultimate Havdalah, where we come home and we are Mavdil al Hayayin. We drink wine, we make the bracha, Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh L'Chol, with the Shem HaMalchus, and of course we embellish it with the bracha on the Ner, on the Besamin, and Hinei Kel Yeshuasi, with the extra psukim. When we do that, that adds a significant degree of Havdalah. And now, basically, Shabbos pretty much is completely over, to the degree where now we can eat. Technically speaking, until we make Havdalah, we can't eat. This Mitzvah Shabbos is very unique, because there's a very big dilemma as to what to do regarding Havdalah. There are many opinions. Some say you should make Havdalah and give the wine to a child. There are other ideas that are presented, but basically, most of us follow the custom of not making Havdalah, period. We make Havdalah on the Ner. That's not really Havdalah. That's just the bracha that we make on Ner, on Matzah Shabbos. But we delay Havdalah until Motzai Tisha B'Av. And that means that what really emerges is, even though Tisha B'Av is on a Sunday, and even though we recite the words Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh L'Chol, and we do melacha, we can turn on the lights, we can do basically any melacha we want on Tisha B'Av, but the fact remains that we have not recited Havdalah al HaKos. And until you make Havdalah on a cup of wine and recite the bracha, Shabbos lingers. There is a residual sanctity of Shabbos that lingers until you recite Havdalah. And this technically can linger for 3 days. A person can technically make Havdalah until Tuesday, through Tuesday. Once we come to Wednesday, then it's too late. And we, this year, will not be making Havdalah. At least most of us follow the custom of not making Havdalah until after Tisha B'Av. So that means this year, Tisha B'Av is a, let me try to make up some new words in our yeshivish vocabulary, if I may say. It's a Shabbos Dika Tisha B'Av. There is a regular Tisha B'Av when it falls out in the middle of the week. And when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, it's a Shabbos Dika Tisha B'Av. There's a lingering effect of Shabbos that goes into Tisha B'Av. It's interesting, the first word of Kinos in the morning after we lay and we read the Haftarah is the word Shavas. The first word that we will recite to begin the recital of the day Kinos, Shavas, Suru Mimeni Shemuni Oivai. And Shavas really is a word that stands on its own and means everything came to an end. When the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, when we went into exile, everything came to an end. Shavas. It's not a coincidence that this year, it's Shabbos. We didn't make Havdalah yet. What am I trying to say? Chazal tell us that if the Jewish people would only observe 2 Shabbosos, they would be redeemed immediately, in an instant. 1 Shabbos is not enough. All of the Jewish people need to observe 2 Shabbosos, 2 consecutive Shabbosos. Mashiach will come immediately. The Geula will arrive. What does this mean exactly? It's difficult to explain what this means, but let's try to understand. General question, why is it necessary to observe 2 Shabbosos? Why not 1? So the Balei Musar explain, if you really want to prove something, you have to do it twice. If you do something once, you try out, you go to a shir, let's see if the shir is for me. Go to a restaurant. What could be? Let's try it out, let's see if they serve delicious food. If you come back a second time, that's an indication that, yes, this is where you belong. I'm satisfied. You wouldn't come back a second time unless you were satisfied or if at least you saw potential. Observing Shabbos once, hey, it's an experiment. If we observe Shabbos a second time, that shows this is the real deal. But it's more than just that. What is Shabbos really all about? What's the core essence of Shabbos? Well, Torah tells us many things about Shabbos, about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Tells us that also about creation. Basically, it's a statement to acknowledge Hashem created this world. It's Hashem's world. He created this world. He took us out of Mitzrayim. It's His world. But sometimes it's easy to observe Shabbos. We have everything we need. We have a parnasa. We have good health. And everything is the way it's supposed to be. We observe Shabbos with great joy. But sometimes it's not so easy to observe Shabbos. We're worried. What's going to be? There are difficulties that our history has not always been easy to observe Shabbos. A person observes Shabbos in the good times, and he observes Shabbos in the difficult times. That's a powerful statement that we really believe in Shabbos. This year, we have two Shabbosos back-to-back. Not only are they back-to-back, they segue one to the next. We have this coming Shabbos where Chazal tells us that for Yisuda Samaf Sekes, a person can eat whatever he wants, afilu kisudas shiloimoi b'shatoi. We're going to observe Shabbos like Shlomo HaMelech. This was the time of history, Jewish history, where the world achieved near perfection. Everything is wonderful. There's no limit what you can eat on Shabbos, even though it's Erev Tisha B'Av. The choice of words of Chazal are telling us that the Shabbos is a Shabbos like none other. And then we segue into the next Shabbos. Sunday, Mitzvah Shabbos. Shavas, Suru, Neni, Shimuni, Ovrai, Kinois. Shabbos. We didn't make Havdalah. But what kind of Shabbos is it? It's a very painful Shabbos. It's a very difficult Shabbos. A Shabbos of Nisyonis, of Tzar, reflection, of being Mishtateis, the Tzaron Shel Yisrael. It's a difficult Shabbos, but we observe that Shabbos as well. Both types of Shabbosos. In the last pasuk in Kriyat Shema, we say, "Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Hotzeisi Eschem Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Liyos Lachem Elokim." And then we repeat the beginning of the pasuk, "Ani Hashem Elokeichem." Why are we repeating "Ani Hashem Elokeichem"? We said that already in the beginning of the pasuk, "Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Asher Hotzeisi Eschem Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Liyos Lachem Elokim." Again, "Ani Hashem Elokeichem." The answer is sometimes it's easy for us to say Ani Hashem Elokeichem, because it's followed by miracles, blessing, pleasure. Asher Tzeisi Eschem Me'eretz Mitzrayim Nisim V'Nefloyes B'Yayis L'Chem Elokim. But sometimes it's not so easy. There are no miracles. There is no great pleasure. It's dark. It's painful. It's challenging. All we have is Ani Hashem Elokeichem. There's nothing else, but yet, MS. We have Emuna in Hashem in the good times, and we have Emuna in Hashem in the times that are difficult. MS, it's all the same. If only we would keep two Shabbosos, the Gula will come. This year we have those two Shabbosos back to back. We have the Shabbos Afilu Suda Shleiloi, and then we have the Shabbos Shova Sudu Mimeni Shimuni Ovrai. And this year, when we make Havdalah Amutsoi Tisha B'Av, it's one Havdalah that congers, captures the two Shabbosos of Klal Yisrael. May we merit to experience the totality of Hashem Shabbos, the way Hashem and Hashem wants from us. May we witness the coming of Mashiach, the Mehera of Yomeinu, Amen. So good night. Thank you for listening. The meaningful and easy Tisha B'Av. Be well.